are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. In the previous hour, we were talking about how there's a lot of people kind of scamming the airlines, asking for wheelchairs so they could get through the long security lines. You know, when you go through the wheelchair, you get to bypass those huge lines, and you get to go through a special line. They either, you know, frisk you in the wheelchair or they screen you, and then they notice that many people, as soon as they're finished with the screen and trying to jump onto the train or the tram, all of a sudden they just leave the wheelchair on the desk and run off. And, you know, we were talking about how, you know, many times many of us will opt for a wheelchair even if we don't need one. You know, you don't really see that many people use canes as much anymore. You know, if they don't feel like walking, they'll go right to wheelchairs because there's a lot of fancy ones. There's electronic wheelchairs. There's, you know, you don't have many people. They don't use the manual ones that much anymore. There's these electronic scooters, et cetera. And I'm finding that many people are transitioning to the wheelchair a lot sooner than they used to because we used to have to use canes. Well, an article came out today really urging walking, and especially walking, if you can, at a little bit of a higher speed. You know, we really underwalk for what we used to do in the olden days when we didn't have cars. Right? I mean, we used to have to walk into town. We used to have to walk with our groceries. We used to have to walk our kids to school. Then cars came out. Then, you know, buses came out and things like that. And then yeah, maybe you'd walk to the bus stop or, you know, walk back from the bus stop. So there was still some more walking. But, you know, what we've been able to do since we're so spoiled, except for those of us in New York, because there's still a lot of walking in New York. But, you know, for the rest of us, we'll park right up to the door and do as little walking as possible. And no wonder we're obese. No wonder we're having so much heart disease and stroke risk. Well, they say fast walking and jogging can cut your risk of heart disease and stroke by as much as 50%, but an hour's walk every day does not make a difference. Researchers said that their findings suggest that exercise intensity rather than duration is what matters in protecting against metabolic syndrome. Metabolic syndrome, as you know, is high blood pressure, elevated blood sugar levels, abnormal blood fat levels, obesity, etc. Well, I like to call it the triple or quadruple whammy: high blood pressure, obesity, high triglycerides, high sugar levels, or high cholesterol. And so, you know, this is going to kind of change things around for us because usually we tell you, you need about an hour of exercise a day. And some of that exercise could be the gardening, could be walking the dog, could be doing laundry. They're saying, no, 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 you really got to step it up. And researchers Eva Prescott and colleagues from Bispebjerg Hospital in Copenhagen looked at 10,000 Danish adults from 21 to 98. And they were assessed back in the 90s and then followed by 10 years. They said at the study's beginning, those who were least active were most likely to have this metabolic syndrome. Nearly one-third of inactive women and about 37% of inactive men had metabolic syndrome compared to 10% of physically active women and 14% physically active men. So basically, by the end of the study, they found that the people who did more exercise obviously lost at least 50% lost their metabolic syndrome. But those who were inactive gained it. Well, duh, you know, we all knew that. But, you know, how fast should you walk? They're right now saying fast walking cut the risk by 50%, jogging cut the risk by 40%. But an hour-long walk each day didn't make the difference. My guess, and this I bring up to a lot of you, is your body gets used to the amount of exercise. I can't tell you how many of my patients go, Dahlia, I don't need to exercise because I walk miles at work. And maybe at one point we could say, fine, that's fine and dandy. You know, and they'll bring out their pedometer and they'll show me that they walked 5 miles throughout the day. But the problem is the body gets used to it. If you don't have a separate 20-minute workout, 30-minute workout, 45-minute workout, you're not going to lose weight. Your body is going to get used to that type of exercise. and then just start packing on the pounds, because we do gain roughly a pound a year with age, some of us more, especially with menopause. So walking, if you've never walked and all of a sudden you're walking an hour a day, you're going to notice some results. But if you usually walk pretty regularly, then you may not see much of a difference. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. It looks like many McDonald's out of this country are playing around with other Mick type of plates, like a Mick lobster. Apparently in Canada they have a Mick lobster, which to me looks like a sandwich with chunks of lobster. In Japan you have the Ebi Filet-O. It's a McDonald's shrimp burger. There's a big spicy paneer wrap in India. There's a Mick Rice burger in Southeast Asia. I don't know how much of a hit that is, a Mick Rice burger. In Israel, they tried a Mick Falafel. Didn't seem to work. In Norway, they have a Mick Lox, which is a Scandinavian salmon type of fish burger. There's a samurai pork burger from McDonald's in Thailand, teriyaki pork sandwich. There's a croquet McDoo in France. It's $4 based on the classic French ham and cheese sandwich. It's a croquet McDoo. You have the McMoyette in Mexico, which kind of has a south of the border type twist. China has a prosperity burger with beef and peppery sauce. That actually looks good. In Turkey, we have the kofte burger. None of these look like McDonald's burgers to me. Poland, you got the Wheeze Mac, which is a type of burger with horseradish and mustard. There's a Mick Arabia in Morocco that uses beef patties, flatbreads, exotic spices. You got the Mick Croquet in the Netherlands. So for those of you that really can't live without McDonald's and you end up traveling overseas, you can still get your McDonald's fix, but just, again, it's going to just kind of look like a weird sandwich to me. I think you could get everything everywhere. But again, because they call it Mick. If they think it's Mick, they think it's Mick Yummy. They think it's Mick Marketable because you're getting it from McDonald's, even though it looks like a Mick Fish, Mick Rice Cake. No, no, no. Don't be giving me no Mick Rice Cake. That sounds Mick Gross. Don't go away. We'll be Mick back in a Mick Minute. Everybody, Dr. Dolly here. Now listen up. Did you wake up this morning with stiff, creaky joints? And did those same stiff, creaky joints kind of keep you up last night? Well, there's this product I want you to try, and now I think it's a good time for you to try it. It's called Nova Joint. This is a doctor-designed product that has been helping people all over the country move easier and feel less frustrated by joint stress. Now, Nova Joint is unlike all the other glucosamine joint care products because it contains no glucosamine at all. And it's the consumer version of a clinical product that has been used by chiropractors and medical doctors. And people are reporting noticeable results in 2 weeks, sometimes even sooner. So don't wait, because I want you to start feeling good now. Get a special on a bottle of Nova Joint if you use my coupon code, DocDali, DOCDALI. Or you could save on 3 bottles with DocDali 3. Go ahead, share these codes with your friends. Just go to NovaJoint.com, NovaJoint.com, and love how you feel.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100-foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
My name is Gary Johnson. Today I reach out to you, members of all political parties. I reach out to everyone with a vote and an axe to grind. I ask you to join me in trying something that's never been attempted before in America. Let's put our parties and our differences aside one time. Be libertarian with me for one election. Together, we'll stop the spending and end the wars. Together, we'll rebuild our own roads, bridges, schools, and hospitals instead of building theirs half a world away. Together, we'll restore our industrial might and our economy. And if in 4 years we as a people decide we don't like peace, prosperity, and freedom, we can always vote failure back into office again. We the people live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. How y'all doing out there? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who was working the dials. So today, a judge sentenced Jerry Sandusky, former Pennsylvania State University football coach, to 30 to 60 years in prison. Because he's 68 years old, his defense attorney claims that's going to basically leave him in jail the rest of his life. Well, that's kind of what we want. Sandusky was convicted on 45 counts of child sex abuse for molesting 10 boys over 15 years. Some of the football's team showers were used in the process and a variety of other areas, I think even his house. The judge told him, quote unquote, your crime is not only what you did to their bodies, but your assault on their psyche and their souls. He says, the tragedy of the story is the story of betrayal. Some of your victims had a genuine affection for you. He says, it is precisely that ability to conceal those vices from yourself and everyone else that, in my view, makes you dangerous. And the judge added, I am not going to sentence you to centuries of prison, even though the law allows me to do that. All right. However, him already being 68, if he has 30 to 60 years, he's probably going to be there for life. I don't know much about parole. All right. Sandusky was wearing his red prison uniform. He is looking less tall and burly like he used to. So he's probably not eating as well. He really looked kind of weak today from what we could understand. He said Sandusky was quoted saying, I did not do these alleged disgusting acts, The pain continues as I think of those who made these allegations. These are people I cared about and still do. He said, we will continue to fight. He says, I tried to bring joy. I tried to make people laugh. All right. So I guess another attorney on Sandusky's defense team, Carl Rominger, said they would file an appeal to Sandusky's convention in the next 10 days. The defense contends that they did not have enough time to prepare for the high-profile case. Didn't have enough time. I mean, please, this has been going on for years. All right. Also in the news today, tomatoes have been found to prevent stroke. We've been talking about lycopene for a long time now because we found it to prevent prostate cancer, even colon cancer. Well, they found in a study of 1,000 men published in the Journal of Neurology that people who had lycopene in their bloodstream were less likely to have stroke, and pretty significantly. Basically, the researchers studied these men, about 1,000 of them, over 12 years, and they checked the levels of lycopene in the blood. In the beginning of the study, the men were split into four groups based on the amount of lycopene in their blood. There were 25 strokes in 258 men in the low lycopene group and 11 strokes out of the 259 men in the high lycopene group. So 14 stroke being saved, that's still a lot. The study said the risk of stroke was cut by 55% having a diet rich in lycopene. Now, I know some of you are like, well, I don't like carrots, or I'm sorry, I don't like red vegetables, and I don't like tomatoes, so just make lycopene in a pill. I don't think it would ever be good enough. There's got to be something even more to these tomatoes. Like, come on, tomato, hey, it's better than the broccoli and the cruciferous vegetables we were talking about the other day, and the Brussels sprouts. I mean, that was some disgusting stuff. Dr. Juni Karpi from the University of Eastern Finland said this study adds to the evidence that a diet high in fruits and vegetables is associated with a lower risk of stroke. Now, you know, many of us, we talk about stroke very easily. Stroke, heart attack, stroke, heart attack, stroke, heart attack. And, you know, I didn't really get how severe it was until, of course, I was a student. And I started taking care of these patients because, see, none of my family members ever had heart disease or stroke. Everybody died of cancer. And so when I was a medical student, my father was still alive. He had died of a heart attack in 2004. But when I was a medical student in the 90s, you know, you hear, all right, well, yeah, people get a stroke. And you always hear, somebody suffered a stroke, et cetera. And sometimes maybe you see it in the movies, you know, like Legends of the Falls. But when you actually see somebody who you knew that was extremely strong and just out of the blue go blind in one eye or out of the blue become wheelchair bound, it scares the living daylights out of you. Now, I'm not saying we all need to walk around going, oh, my gosh, give me as many tomatoes right now as possible so I can, you know, prevent stroke. But I think a lot of us talk about this stuff so liberally and so lackadaisically that we really forget that this could be any one of us. There's two types of strokes. You got the hemorrhagic stroke where you bleed. That could be from trauma or a blood vessel bursting, or more commonly the thromboembolic stroke where you throw a clot up to the brain. You lose blood flow to the brain, that part of the brain may not work. A stroke could kill you, or a stroke could make you disabled, or a stroke could do hardly anything at all. You don't want to try it. We don't know. We don't know if you're setting up for a massive stroke. These things happen so quickly. Now, there are things we could do in the ER city with TPA, if you do have a thromboembolic stroke, to help decrease the clot. And we have to get you pretty quickly, which means any sign of blurry vision or dizziness or confusion or difficulty talking or garbled speech or weakness on one side, you call 911. Don't wait for the wife to drive you. You call 911. But, you know, we're always talking about on the show vegetables and preventing stroke and heart attack. And I listen to radio. I could see it go one, you know, in one ear and out the other. You know, I'm not mad at you for that happening. I know it does. I know many people, they don't, you know, listen to everything that acutely, you know, but, you know, we're not playing around. You know, these studies are out there because we really want to prevent stroke. And do I think eating your tomatoes or eating a lot of salsa or spaghetti sauce is going to save you? No, I don't. But I think it just reinforces the fact that we really need to go to a healthier diet. And those of us that eat vegetables and get our greens in and get our peppers in and get our tomatoes in are probably at in better shape. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So a study came out today saying checking your Facebook or Twitter is more tempting than sex or cigarettes. this whole Facebook, Twitter thing is extremely addictive. They say researchers at Chicago University's Booth Business School used Blackberries to log reports about participants' willpower and desires over 7 days. It was a poll of 250 participants in Germany revealed the yearning to interact through tweets, photos, and comments was stronger than sex and cigarettes. Over 7 consecutive days, participants were signaled 7 times a day over 14 hours. This meant they were required to message back and inform if they were experiencing a desire at that moment or had experienced one within the last 30 minutes. They had to identify what the desire was, how strong they felt it was. Boy, they can make a study boring, can't they? As well as if it conflicted with other desires. The results showed Facebook, Twitter, and other social network yearnings were ranked as the hardest desires to resist. Lead author Wilhelm Hoffman reasoned that because social media is more readily accessible than other stimulants, it's harder to turn down. He also suggested it strikes a high note in terms of desire because in the case of cigarettes and alcohol, social media is a lot cheaper. See, I also think, I mean, I remember coming home, you know, when we had message machines. We don't really seem to have message machines anymore because now that we have cell phones, we don't really, I don't even have, you know, I don't really use phones or answering machines in my house. People call me on my cell. And I remember trying not to check the messages. I'm like, you want to know what? I want to go to the bathroom. I want to take a nap. I don't want to check the messages because I only have X amount of time for a nap in between jobs because I used to work 2-3 jobs while in school. And I remember starting to get a little, like, withdrawal, going, there's a message there. Knowing that there's a message there, all right, is very enticing, and it makes you a little unsteady. Knowing that you have a message, because you don't know what that message is. The curiosity is so piqued. And so I almost wonder if that's where the underlying psychological issue is. When people Facebook you, when people make a comment on what you have to say, you need to know. Knowing that there is something out there in the communication world that involves you, you want to know. Now, you know, for somebody like, you know, like me in radio or people who are, you know, a lot more, in the public eye, you know, there's always stuff being written about you on the internet. And we're always urged to not even go there. Don't even look at it because there's always going to be someone that's going to be upset by something you say, upset by something you do. You can't look at that. You know, and a lot of us actually in TV and radio, et cetera, we're actually okay with that. We're actually okay with not reading every single thing that people write about you, because, you know, there's a lot of it out there, and you know a lot of it is BS. But still, when it comes to messages, when it comes to tidbits of information, you want to know it. And I think with our whole cybersphere now and our whole BlackBerry and smartphone thing that we're, this culture that we're in, we're very spoiled when it comes to communication because we could get the answer we want, we could get the message from our loved one, we could get the flirtation pretty quickly. You know, I used to have to wait till the Friday night game to see the guy I liked and to see if he was going to flirt, etc. Now you have access to that right then and there on Facebook and Twitter. Unfortunately, this trend toward not having to wait is turning us into a lot of, I think, ADHD type of individuals. We don't have to wait for our food because we have fast food and many of us start eating in the car. We don't have to really wait to cook our food because we can nuke it with a microwave. We don't have to wait for mail because we get email. We don't have to wait to hear from somebody because we got Facebook and Twitter and texting, etc. You know, this idea of nobody having to wait for something anymore, I think it's going to hurt us later. But that's the society we're in. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOCTOR-SALLY. Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now, listen up. Did you wake up this morning with stiff, creaky joints? And did those same stiff, creaky joints kind of keep you up last night? Well, there's this product I want you to try, and now I think is a good time for you to try it. It's called Nova Joint. This is a doctor-designed product that has been helping people all over the country move easier and feel less frustrated by joint stress. Now, Nova Joint is unlike all the other glucosamine joint care products because it contains no glucosamine at all. And it's the consumer version of a clinical product that has been used by chiropractors and medical doctors. And people are reporting noticeable results in 2 weeks, sometimes even sooner. So don't wait, because I want you to start feeling good now. Get a special on a bottle of NovaJoint if you use my coupon code, DocDolly, D-O-C-D-A-L-I. Or you could save on 3 bottles with DocDolly 3. Go ahead, share these codes with your friends. Just go to NovaJoint.com, N-O-V-A-J-O-I-N-T.com, and love how you feel.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-D-O-C-D-A-L-I. Well, many of us grew up with the Peanuts cartoons, and some of them were cute, and some of them were kind of boring. You know, the music was horrible, and a lot of it really seemed outdated, but Snoopy was kind of cute, Woodstock was cute, Charlie Brown was kind of a dork, you know, Lucy was mean, Peppermint Patty confused us, and then you had the guy that stunk. Well, apparently Charlie Brown, Snoopy, Linus, and the gang are going to be making a movie. They make a movie of everything. When they can't think of anything new to do, they go back and just recreate movies from... Well, they did Smurfs. Right? I don't know how big of a hit that was. All right. Apparently, they say 20th Century Fox Animation and its Blue Sky Studios announced Tuesday that they have acquired the rights to Charles M. Schulz's iconic Peanuts comic strip. The planned movie, the product of an agreement between studio and Schulz's heirs, will arrive in theaters in 2015. Stephen Martino, who directed Fox's Ice Age Continental Drift, and Dr. Seuss's Horton Hears a Who, will direct the screenplay. Oh, I mean, then maybe it is promising. I know, you know, the teacher, I know that's sometimes how I sound. All right, I don't know how, though, it's going to attract people. Apparently, the first Peanuts feature film was released in 1969. It was A Boy Named Charlie Brown. It was released in the movie theaters, earned $6 million at the box office. It was actually nominated for an Academy Award for its music. Three more features followed. I Guess Snoopy Come Home, Race for Your Life, Charlie Brown, and Bon Voyage, Charlie Brown, and Don't Come Back. Well, unfortunately, they didn't listen, and they're coming back. Peanuts comic strip was read daily by 355 million people in 75 countries. We have the Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown special, with Charlie Brown Christmas, which put many of us to sleep. The 2015 release of the Peanuts animated movie will mark the 65th anniversary of the comic strip's debut. 65 years and a 50th anniversary of a Charlie Brown Christmas. Doesn't that make us feel old? Wow. Well, what are you going to do? Good for them. It just kind of blows my mind how, you know, I'd really like to see some new stories. I mean, thank heavens the Avengers has a lot of stories, and so they're going to remake, you know, they're doing a lot more of those types of movies using, you know, the Marvel characters, etc. You know, and they're going to remake Superman. I'm sure that's going to be a hit, but I'm just dying for more unique new movies. Yes, I could probably write a book and they could make a movie out of it. Maybe they could do a biopic on Dr. Dahlia. That's always exciting. Well, a lot of love stories. All right, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we were discussing today how Edward Archibald won a bug-eating contest in Florida. He consumed dozens of cockroaches that were alive, worms, etc. But what was frightening was not that he was consuming all these and actually won, is that he died shortly after. He was only 32. And I guess this contest was held Friday night at Ben Siegel Reptile Store in Deerfield Beach, about 40 miles north of Miami. The grand prize was a python. I wouldn't eat bugs and I wouldn't want the python, so I probably wouldn't even be anywhere near there. Unfortunately, Edward Archibald, 32 years old, became ill shortly after the contest ended and collapsed in the front of the store. He was taken to the hospital where he was pronounced dead. Authorities are now waiting for results of an autopsy to determine the cause of death. Many of us are kind of scratching our heads going, we don't know which bugs could have killed him that quickly. You could eat roaches and cockroaches and crickets and not have a problem. You can't eat caterpillars, but you could eat worms. And we'll review really quickly what bugs you can't eat, especially if you're in a survival situation out in the woods. Now, according to Michael Adams, professor of entomology at the University of California, Riverside, he said, unless the cockroaches were contaminated with some bacteria or other pathogens, he doesn't think cockroaches would be unsafe to eat. He's never heard of someone dying after consuming roaches as well. But here's the thing. I mean, even if there was bacteria, that wouldn't kill you within minutes. Bacteria, even if it caused some sort of food poisoning or whatever, that could take a couple days. He says, now, some people do have allergies to roaches. You know, maybe there was something in there that caused an allergy to it. But for him to just drop with no swelling, no shortness of breath, you know, what exactly happened? He said there are no toxins in roaches or related insects. Now, I know some of you are like, well, Dahlia, why are we even dealing with this stupid story? You know, the average normal human being doesn't eat bugs. I'm a little concerned because I think sometimes we eat food that have bugs inadvertently in them. I think this story could still relate to a lot of us. I mean, think about it. You know how many times you accidentally eat something and then see a cockroach foot or something that must have gotten mixed into the press, right, of either the rice box or the macaroni or something? You know, I mean, and we've eaten bugs. Gnats have flown into our mouths. Mosquitoes have flown into our mouths, even though, you know, we don't recommend you eating them. We haven't heard of anybody dying. You know, what the heck happened? So store owner Ben Siegel already has an attorney. He added that Archibald did not appear to be sick before the contest. He looked like he wanted to show off, and it was very nice. It was the life of the party. So you also wonder, could there have been some cocaine or something? Could have been a heart attack from cocaine and the stress of eating the bugs? Could have done something, you wonder. Siegel said Archibald was selling the exotic prize to a friend who took him to the contest. So he won the python, tried to sell it to a friend. A statement from Siegel's attorney said all the participants signed waivers, accepted responsibility for their participation in this unique and unorthodox contest. Of course, the lawyer is like, look, we're clear. The bugs consumed were from an inventory of insects that were safely and domestically raised in a controlled environment as food for reptiles. Let me just warn you guys, that's kind of stupid. Don't be doing it. But we discussed earlier in the show a previous episode of mine where we looked at termites and crickets, grasshoppers, beetles, caterpillars, etc., and the nutritional content, even though we usually do not recommend any, we don't usually recommend eating bugs or caterpillars, but many of these insects, they have vitamin A, they got vitamin B2, they got vitamin C, they got calcium, they got phosphorus, they got iron, magnesium. You know, if you are in a survival situation, I mean a life or death situation, where you're stranded out in the desert, etc., you know, we're taught very early on as kids to eat bugs. And I'll quickly review what bugs you can shouldn't eat. But we've known for a long time that insects have fiber, insects have protein, etc. Well, one author recommends, of course, don't eat the shell. You got to take the shell off. She says there's lots of bacteria under the shell. This is coming from Emma Salk, Yahoo contributor. You know, we usually recommend cooking the bugs also, because if there is bacteria, you could then kill off the bacteria. They also recommend do not find bugs to eat that are hiding where spiders and scorpions and snakes are hiding, because usually those could be more venomous. We also recommend don't be eating hairy spiders. Don't be eating hairy bugs. Avoid bees. We don't want you eating bees. All right. We also don't want you to eat caterpillars, like I said. We also don't want you to eat bugs that are very bright in color. Okay? We want you to avoid, you know, ones that have, you know, like the bright green, red, yellow, orange. Many bright-colored insects actually do contain poisons and can kill you if you ingest them. The reason why we don't like caterpillars is many of them eat certain plants that are toxic, plant leaves. So if you eat the caterpillar, you eat the leaves. Now, they recommend to cook the bug. They recommend to remove all wings and legs. They recommend avoid tiny barbs of their legs. You don't want to get that in the mouth. Take off the shell. Cook the beetles by boiling or grilling. They say if you eat the worms, you got to squeeze out the muck before you consume them. Of course, you know, try to drink water. They say definitely avoid spiders. No reason to eat spiders. But overall, if the bug is kind of running around, like I think a roly-poly should be fine. I think ants, termites, grubs, worms overall are okay. I couldn't do it. I mean, even with barbecue sauce, I really couldn't do it. But, it's a shame. I mean, when I heard that this guy dropped dead, I hate to say it, and may rest in peace, but the first thing I thought of is some sort of speed being in his system and cocaine. I mean, you know, some people trying to do this contest may say, you want to know what? I better, you know, take a hit of something, you know, so I could get through it. So a sudden death to me makes me concerned about that, but it could have been a variety of other things, and maybe not the bugs. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DEATH-BELLY. Everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. Did you wake up this morning with stiff, creaky joints? And did those same stiff, creaky joints kind of keep you up last night? Well, there's this product I want you to try, and now I think it's a good time for you to try it. It's called Nova Joint. This is a doctor-designed product that has been helping people all over the country move easier and feel less frustrated by joint stress. Now, Nova Joint is unlike all the other glucosamine joint care products because it contains no glucosamine at all. And it's the consumer version of a clinical product that has been used by chiropractors and medical doctors. And people are reporting noticeable results in 2 weeks, sometimes even sooner. So don't wait, because I want you to start feeling good now. Get a special on a bottle of Nova Joint if you use my coupon code DocDali, DocDali, or you could save on 3 bottles with DocDali 3. Go ahead, share these codes with your friends. Just go to NovaJoint.com, NovaJoint.com, and love how you feel.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All renovation teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order renovation teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMikes.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMikes.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMikes.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMikes.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMikes.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMikes.com.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Doc Adalia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-ADALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dial. Don't forget to find us on Facebook at Dr. Adalia Show, and please also find us on Twitter. You can also email us with your questions at dradalia.com. Go to my website. A lot of cool stuff on the website. Let you know where we play. Gives you a chance to kind of write us, ask questions, sign our guest book, let us know where you're listening from, and any cool updates I definitely put on there as well. So please definitely find us. And don't forget, we do have an Android app for free. You can download the Dr. Adalia Show on your Android app. We're still waiting on Apple to launch the Dr. Adalia iPhone app. As soon as we get that, we'll let you know. But the Dr. Adalia Android app is free. You can download it, get 3 hours of the Dr. Adalia Show, the most recent, plus a link to archives and podcasts. So for those of you that are drivers and have long ways to go, you're able to listen to the show. 1-877-DOC-ADALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, this is kind of cool. Apparently, there are magnets that can cause cancer cells to self-destruct. This is way cool in terms of fighting cancer. Scientists in South Korea have developed the method, which uses a magnetic field to trigger the cells to effectively kill themselves. I love it when scientists can make a cell, you know, decide to go and kill itself. I know that kind of freaks people out, but when it comes to cancer cells, I don't care. Kill the suckers. Anyway, researchers have demonstrated that the process works in bowel cancer, like colon cancer, etc., and living laboratory fish. They now plan to test the technique on a range of cancers to see if it could destroy other tumors. Now, this programmed cell death called apoptosis, which we've talked, is one of the body's way of getting rid of old, faulty, infected cells. Apoptosis happens a lot because the body has to, you know, regenerate. Cells have to regenerate, so old, dead skin cells either fly off to the air or your cells in your body have to get cleaned up. In response to certain signals, these doomed cells, they shrink, according to Mail Online, and break into fragments. Then they get engulfed by macrophages, which are kind of like amoeba-like immune cells. However, with cancer, unfortunately, cancer cells, they don't really go by any rhyme or reason or logic, and many of them don't have programmed cell death, and they will still grow, and they will divide uncontrollably. Now, this new magnetic therapy involves creating little tiny ion nanoparticles attached to antibodies, which are proteins that your body immune system makes to detect harmful substances. So I guess what they're hoping is the antibody finds the tumor. It has this iron nanoparticle attached to it. It will then attach to the tumor cells, and when the magnetic field is applied, the molecules cluster together, automatically triggering a death signal. The process, they say, raises the hope of new targeted treatments that could kill tumor cells resistant to the usual process of cell death. Again, South Korea gets credit for this one. What they did is they put bowel cancer cells exposed to the nanoparticles placed between two magnets. More than half of the exposed cells were destroyed by magnetic activation. However, the untreated cells that we didn't want affected worked. They were okay. So the researchers published in the Journal of Nature Materials. So basically, the Korean researchers developed an antibody. It finds a cancer, magnetic nanoparticles attached to it. You then get that to attach to the, it attaches to the cancer cell. You apply a magnetic field, causes cancer cells to die. Sounds easy. Sounds a little expensive to me, you know. They think, you know, hopefully that, you know, we could prevent at least 22,000 cancers a year just by catching them early or using some of the treatments we have now. But they're already predicting, especially in Europe, that by the year 2030, we're going to have 17% less cancer deaths. Again, it's all about finding cancer early, nipping it in the bud, treating it early. I know many of you are like, well, you know, I'd like to avoid sex or avoid sex. I'm sorry. I'm reading this next article. No, we're going to skip that. No more sexy articles. You know, many of you are like, I don't want to have the test because I don't want to find out if I have cancer. Just let the cancer kill me. Oh, no. Cancer is now very fightable. Many of these cancers are fightable. So don't take the wussy way out and say, oh, no, I'll just let it engulf me. Because I get that all the time. Patients will say, well, the treatment is worse than the cancer itself. No, not all treatments are that bad. Okay? Yes, going through cancer treatment stinks, but it's not worse than dying of cancer. Dying of cancer could be very painful. It could be miserable. I say you give it a fight if you can. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, scientists have been looking at why red wine and red meat go so well together. Now, this article is out of Science Now. And they find that many times people will use wine to cleanse their palate. And why do people like having wine with their meat? Now, they say oral astringents, substances that kind of have a rough or dry taste, like these high tannin wines, they say it occupies the exact opposite end of the taste spectrum relative to substances that are fatty, slippery, like steak, according to the study. They say dry wine and slippery beef tastes are opposite. And they say they are constantly working to undercut or reduce the opposing sensation during the course of a meal. If diners sipped only water, they would, if they eat steak, let's say, they would perceive much more quickly the sensation that their mouths had become coated with fatty or slippery substances. Yet the opposition between fatty and astringent sensations allows us to eat fatty foods more easily. Also, I get it. So if we want to lose weight, drink water with our steak. I get it. Study author Paul Breslin of Rutgers University and the Monell Chemical Census Center. The researchers found that astringent substances such as wine, tea, sorbets, pickles don't even have to be strong to oppose these fatty sensations. It's just the sensation of dryness or roughness that builds with each bite or sip to it. Huh, that's kind of interesting. I love steak. I know we're not supposed to eat it too much. Looks like Coca-Cola and Pepsi-Cola are now giving in and posting calories now per their bottle. They are going to list health information actually on the vending machine. In full view of consumers, machines will have a calorie count alongside messages such as check, then choose, and try a low calorie beverage. I don't think that's a smart way to go because I'm still not convinced a diet soda is 100% healthy or safe. Labels listing the number of calories per container will be affixed to certain selection buttons. They say initially they'll be in government buildings in Chicago and San Antonio, and then I'm assuming New York is going to probably be next. Major beverage companies like Coke, Pepsi-Cola, Dr. Pepper, Snapple have faced increasing pressure to reduce obesity and offer more healthy choices. All right. I mean, you know, here's the thing. Would that really stop you? You know, one thing we're finding now is all these, you know, calorie displays. I think it's cool in terms of education and knowing what you're eating. I'm sure a lot of people are surprised that the mayonnaise in their sandwich is upping the calorie count, et cetera, because you don't notice it. So I'm always for education. I don't know if businesses are liking it so much because you see, you know, the calories you're eating, then you buy less. And I don't like the idea of government, you know, forcing businesses to advertise against themselves. I love the idea of information being available. But to post signs, you know, on what the calories are, that could start kind of going a little too far. But I got to tell you, with obesity being the way it is and people just not knowing what they're eating, it's probably better than not to have these types of things out there and available for people. But sodas are a biggie. And like I've said before, a 230-calorie can of soda, I don't think equals 230 calories of a piece of meat. I think soda and the high fructose corn syrup has a means of having that sugar stick. We know it's a stickier type of sugar. And remember, your body can metabolize beef better than it can metabolize some of these high fructose corn syrups. So just keep in mind, if you're, you know, trying to do a 500 calorie a day diet and you have a whole can of pop because it's only 220 calories, and you eat a little bit of this, a little bit of that, you know, it's still not as low of calories as you think. Whew, I got to tell you. All right, so we're talking about tomatoes. Lower risk of stroke, we already talked about that today. Still more at risk at this fungal meningitis. We're finding many more people have possibly been exposed to this, but we understand a total recall has been done. We will keep you guys posted as we go. All right, guys, cannot wait to talk to you tomorrow. You all be safe, and don't forget to find us on Facebook and Twitter. God bless.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in four sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.